Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware. Because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had an accident in the kitchen? Well, I think that's something we've all had at one time or another. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to live with secondhand smoke every day of your life? Not good. Have you ever wanted to know why your kids are boomerang kids? And if you're wondering what that means, it means you launch them and then they come right back to you. Now, would you like to learn what happens when you need to know about earthquakes or other natural disasters? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to learn about some life skills that will make your life and your loved ones' lives easier? If you can answer yes, or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest host. She's been on the show many times, and she provides information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about some life skills. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. Our show has now had over 3.4 million listeners to date. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. My co-host is a registered nurse, life skills expert, speaker, and author. In 1982, she received her AS degree in business data processing, computer programming. In 1993, she received her associate in science degree in nursing from St. Peter's Junior College, graduating with honors. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show today, Michelle Spaganos. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing today?
Hello, January. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, okay. We've had you on the show, and you have talked about your wonderful 411 books, and I've spent some time today on your wonderful My 411 Books website. It's fantastic. So today we're going to talk about accidents that happen in the kitchen, and it's kind of a dangerous place, isn't it?
It certainly can be, especially if you're really not paying attention to what you're doing. You know, a lot of times we get up in the morning, we might have a big baggy t-shirt on or something, you know, and just start rambling around in the kitchen and not realizing how dangerous that can be.
Yeah, yeah. And give us an example of some of the accidents that occur and what we can do to prevent them.
Sure. As I mentioned, you know, you get up and everybody has, you know, big baggy t-shirts that they like to lounge around in, or the big baggy pants. And you go into the kitchen and you start to cook, not realizing that, you know, you have hot contents on the stove, and you lean forward and your shirt now has caught into the handle of that pot or pan. You lean back and it pulls the hot contents on top of you, burning you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I bet that happens more often than we think about. What are some other accidents? I know one thing I always do is I manage to cut myself when I'm chopping vegetables.
Yes. And not only that, if you're not utilizing different cutting boards for vegetables versus your meat, you could be cross-contaminating and making yourself very sick from doing that.
Okay. That is something that I think a lot of people are not aware of. Do you use different colored boards, or how do you keep them so you know which is which?
Yes, I personally have different colored boards. I also have seen where they have one big cutting board, and inside of that are several different plastic layers, and each one has a little picture of, you know, what you could cut on that. So that's really a neat gift to give somebody.
That's a fantastic idea, because that would work for me, because I'm a little remedial in the kitchen. You know, it's funny, since all of our kids have left, we really very seldom cook.
Right.
So we're pretty safe in the kitchen these days, but I can remember, oh, many years ago, it was Thanksgiving Day, and my husband was taking the turkey out of the oven, and our little one crawled up and put her hand on the oven. She was about 2 years old. And of course, we spent the rest of the day in the emergency room. So I think it's really important to make sure that children are not in the cooking area. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And if they are around that area, because a lot of homes are small or kitchens are small, make sure to enforce at least a 3-foot kid-free zone in front of your stove.
That's good advice. Any other things we need to talk about before we go on to the other topics? Any other kitchen advice?
Yeah, just make sure to turn your pot handles towards the wall. Okay. And never, ever, ever plug a small appliance into an extension cord, because it could cause a power surge and start a fire.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great advice. And I haven't even really thought about that one before. I love the 3-foot zone.
Yes.
Especially, you know, little ones, they move so quickly and they're in trouble before you know it. Now, are there any other things we need to think about in the kitchen, or have we pretty well covered that?
No, I think that's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Fire, cuts, and accidents that happen
Absolutely.
So often. Yeah. The other one, you know, as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking about it. Be very careful when you have to get something from a higher shelf and you're on a stepladder, because I know that, you know, older people, which I'm in that group, so many times falls are a big problem. We were at the emergency room the other day, and the doctor there told me that 60% of their patients that come into the emergency room have fallen. And it's we're up in the forest, so they're either falling when they're hiking, or they're falling because a lot of old people fall. So you have to be very careful with ladders in the kitchen and probably everywhere, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go to what are some other life skills that are important for our safety?
Okay. Well, you know, dust and dust mites are one of the leading causes of allergies and allergic reactions. Uh-huh. So it's really important to make sure that you change your air conditioning filters and your vacuum filters, your vacuum cleaner filters, at least once a month.
Okay.
A lot of times you can rinse them out. And if you can't rinse them out, then you need to purchase a new one, because it is so important to keep those clean.
Mm-hmm.
You I'm sorry.
I just saw an advertisement. They were saying that you should get a new mattress every 8 years because it just collects all these dust mites and they just live in there. And people just don't even think about it because they're so small.
No, they don't think about it. I even like to replace my pillows every few months. You know, that's where you lay your head and you really want to make sure that, you know, what you have is safe for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really great advice. And what else do we have now?
Another real big one is to make sure that you're checking expiration dates on medications before you're taking them or before you're giving them to a child. Okay. You know, a lot of times we have medicine in the cabinet. We don't use it for a long time because we're well. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're not feeling well. And we think, well, we have that in the cabinet. We'll go ahead and take it, not even realizing it expired 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And a lot of times medication, if it expires, chances are it just loses, you know, a lot of it, its effectiveness. But there are some medications out there that if they expire could be deadly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And also, you need to be careful with the expiration dates in your pantry and in your refrigerator, because sometimes you just, things are there and you don't think about it and they've expired and they need to be thrown out.
Well, that goes for your freezer as well. You know, just because it's frozen in the freezer doesn't mean after, you know, 9 months, it's good. You know, you really need to date things. And there are certain items that if you're not utilizing within 3 to 4 months, then you need to discard them, either use them or discard them.
Well, you know, I think my middle daughter has obviously read your book because whenever she comes to visit from California, she goes and checks all the expiration dates. And it's gotten to the point that now my husband and I, we're paranoid. So before she gets here, we're busy doing that. And it's a good exercise and we should make sure that we do it all the time. And it's really, especially with foods that spoil. And, you I've never checked the freezer because I just, like you said, assume that if it's frozen, it's okay. But it's really not, is it?
No, it's not. Things like chicken, after, you know, between 6 and 9 months, either use them or lose them. Fish is 3 to 6 months and ground beef is 3 to 4 months. So, and your ice cream, well, of course, you know, if ice cream's in my house, it doesn't last very long, but it really should not be in your freezer any longer than 2 months.
Okay. Well, like you, we don't have a problem with ice cream. But after the show today, I'm going to be looking through the freezer because I think some of that fish has been there for too long. And I'll take your advice and pitch it. When it comes to advice, we also want to hear from our sponsors. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Michelle about keeping you well, including sickness. And we're going to talk about smoking and secondhand smoke. We'll be right back.
One expert, one solution. The book, The 411 on Step Parenting, teaches you how to create a well-blended step family. The 411 on Surviving Teenhood helps parents and teens cope with teenage temptations, teachable moments, and teenage social dilemmas. The books The 411 on Life Skills and Ace Your Life helps those living on their own with home and money management, personal care and safety, and much more. An award-winning, best-selling author, registered nurse, and personal growth mentor, Michelle Sfakianos will help you. Get The 411, my411books.com. Are you pursuing your passion, doing what you really want to do in life? Do you ever feel everyone around you is succeeding, leaving you behind, feeling unhappy and unsatisfied with your life? There are many ways to become successful, but getting there is half the battle. In his book, Finding Your Road to Success, How to Get There Without Getting Lost, Patrick Daniel shares tips on what it really takes to be successful. As a CPA, chartered professional accountant, author, life coach, charity founder, investor, and family man, Patrick lives success every day of his life. Connect with Patrick at www.findyourroadtosuccess.com. findingyourroadtosuccess.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. We're visiting with our wonderful co-host, and I want to share with our listeners that Michelle has done 6 shows with us, and all of these shows with wonderful practical advice, things you probably have never, ever even thought about. They're all archived at iHeartRadio, and you can go 24/7 and listen to any one of her shows. And she's covered so many topics. She's covered step-parenting, teenhood. Let's see. What other books have you done, Michelle?
Well, we've been working on the Life Skills book now for the last 3 shows.
Yes, okay. Yeah, and then you have a book called Teen Success. It's all about your choices, your life, a pocket guide to teen success, parenting with an edge.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a pocket guide to raise strong and confident kids. It talks about positive parenting.
Okay. Well, we'll have to have you back because I don't think we've talked about that. But right now, let's talk about keeping you well and your chapter that includes wellness, sickness, and smoking, because a lot of people smoke in their homes, unfortunately, and it's a very dangerous thing to do for the rest of the family, isn't it?
It truly is. You know, if you have small children in the home, secondhand smoke, it'll have the same nicotine and all those other toxic chemicals that you're taking in yourself when you smoke that cigarette. So when children are exposed to this secondhand smoke, they're actually at an increased risk of SIDS, you know, the sudden infant death syndrome for babies.
Yes.
They're also at risk for ear infections, ear problems, severe asthma, acute respiratory problems. You know, so it's very difficult for children to breathe, you know, through the smoking. So we want to make sure, you know, it actually slows the lung growth in your children. So by knowing that, I would hope as an adult, you know, that if you're going to smoke, smoke outside, smoke away from the children. However, that said, if you have an infant in your home and you go outside and you smoke, when you come inside, you should not only wash your hands, but change your clothes before holding that infant, because all of that secondhand smoke is in your clothes.
Oh, you know, that reminds me when our children were young, they would go back to Michigan to spend time with my parents, who were both very heavy, heavy smokers, and they had smoked all their life, so there was no possibility that they could cut back or even think about quitting. And it would be interesting when my mom would lovingly wash and pack their clothes. They would get back to California, and I never told her this, but I'd open the suitcase, and we had to wash everything all over because the clothes just carry that odor. It really stays with you, and it's something that it seems to me that more people are smoking outside these days than before. Don't you agree?
Yeah, they are smoking outside, but again, you still have it in your clothes. So, you know, you can still harm other people around you by having that secondhand smoke, you know, within you.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some other things we can do to keep yourself well? What are what are some other advice?
For wellness, it follows along with, you know, see your doctor once a year for your checkup, see your dentist every 6 months for a cleaning, or at least once a year. You know, a lot of people go, oh, every 6 months, I hate the dentist, you know. Get an eye exam every 2 years. You know, see a dermatologist, especially, you know, if you live in a hot climate, especially here in Florida where we live. You definitely want to see a dermatologist once a year because you want them to check for skin cancer and make sure that everything's okay.
Both my husband and I have had skin cancer, and we're very faithful about going to the dermatologist once a year, and he does a complete body scan, because with some of these cancers, if you are proactive, you can prevent a lot of heartache later, can't you?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of skin gets removed if they have to remove skin cancer. So you really could, you know, you're doing yourself and your loved ones a favor by being checked every year.
And I can share with our listeners that some of these skin cancers on the nose, around the mouth, they are... they could disfigure you if you don't catch them early. I was fortunate enough to catch mine early, and I went right from the dermatologist to the plastic surgeon, and he did his magic on me. And he was just so pleased that I had early detection, because it made his job so much easier. And you really can't tell that I've had plastic surgery on my nose. He did such a great job. The only problem is I wish I had had him do my whole body. You know, since I was there already, you know, he could have done a heck of a lot more, but we didn't get around to that. Early prevention, great advice. Now, what are some of the things that you talk about with sickness?
Well, I go over, you know, the minor things. If you're sick, if you have a fever of 101 or higher, to call your doctor. If you have nausea and vomiting, you know, don't eat or drink anything for at least 4 hours. Allow your system to kind of, you know, settle down. And then once you do start eating or drinking, start slowly with, you know, small sips or crackers. And if you don't feel better within 24 hours, to make sure that you call your doctor. I go through bee stings and headaches and how to take, you know, over-the-counter medication versus your regular medications. You know, never take another person's medication, because when it was prescribed for them, it could have been prescribed based on their height and weight. And so it may not be good for you, and it may not mix well with a medication that you're already taking.
Yeah, and and a lot of times you will go and try to be your own doctor, and a lot of the over-the-counter medications can have side effects. These are things that, you know, I think in general, a good idea, if you're not going to go right to the doctor, a lot of times if you discuss with your pharmacist what you're thinking of buying, and giving him a little background on why you're there, I think that's an important thing to do, because I think pharmacists, they know quite a bit about these medications.
Yes, they do. And speaking of medications, never leave any type of medication in a hot car for an extended period of time, because it can alter the effectiveness of that medication.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's something I've never heard that before. You're wonderful. I love all the stuff, all the stuff you come up with. I know we live, when we go down to Phoenix, I know enough never to leave my phone or my computer in the car, because they'll kind of simmer away, and then they don't want to work for a while till they cool off. But I never, ever gave any thought to medications. And that's an important thing, because so many times, what about, you know, traveling with medications? Any advice on that?
Basically, just make sure to have everything with you and all together in one bag. if you can't travel with a lot of the actual, you know, holders of the medication, the containers, then make sure you get one of those nice little medication holders that has like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. all the way through Saturday, and sparse out your medication. And again, only keep your medication to you for you.
Mm-hmm. And the other advice I know from personal experience is never check your medication.
No. Keep them with you.
I have had that happen. It only that yeah. kind of thing only happens to you once.
Yes.
And once my suitcase was lost and I was without any of my medication, it was like total panic time. And somehow we got through it and the airline found my bag and we were okay. But, you know, keep your meds with you. Don't check them, because that's not fun when you get to where you're going and you don't know where they are.
Right. The same wonderful. Thing happened to my husband in Atlanta. My husband has epilepsy and he's on medication and he had checked it and we got a very, very long layover and it turned out we were going to have to spend the night and we kind of went into a panic because he needed his medication.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. I have some medications that I have to take every day. And if I don't take them, chances are I could be a little bit of a crazy lady. So, my husband, he always reminds me now to keep my meds with us. We're gonna hear from our delightful sponsors. And when we come back with Michelle, we're going to talk about something that I have experienced. And I'm sure most of my listeners probably have experienced having boomerang kids. We'll be right back.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic abilities, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems. People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Also, I'm pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is now available at audiblebooks.com. We have a priceless personality visiting with us today, Michelle Svakonis. And Michelle, could you share your website information? And let's give our listeners a little tour of your website, my411books.
Okay. On my411books.com, I have, of course, my front page is my welcome page, and then the next is my books, and it lists all the different books that I've written. I've written 8 books to date. I have an about page that talks about me as the author and why I wrote my books. I have a blog. And then the personal growth selection is a new opportunity that I'm working on right now because I just became a John Maxwell certified coach, speaker and trainer. Okay. So I'm really excited about that part. And then, of course, I have a way for you to contact me if you'd like to contact me. And information, I am a self-published author. I am the owner of Open Pages Publishing, who publishes my books. So you can find out more about the publisher.
Okay. It's a wonderful website, and I highly recommend it to all of our listeners. I've been spending a lot of time on it, browsing around. I love Michelle's blog. It's fascinating. Also, I want to remind you again that all of Michelle's interviews are archived 24/7 at iHeartRadio. Just go there, click on January Jones, and scroll down, and you'll see her name pop up quite often. It's been just such a pleasure being able to share, Michelle, with all of you. Now, Michelle, let's talk a little bit about this phenomena of boomerang kits. That was a new term for me, but boy, I know what it means.
Yes. Well, you know, our kids move out, and sometimes, you know, things happen that just can't be avoided. They graduate college and then they can't find a job, or they had a job and they lost their job and they just can't seem to get it together. And so the only way for them to deal with it is to possibly move back home to regroup. And, you know, as parents, and this is just my opinion, I think we should, you know, welcome them back with open arms to help them get back on their feet. However, that said, it's very, very, very important that we all set clear expectations as to what's expected, you know, regarding, you know, expenses, you know, what can they help pay for, what household chores can they help with, are there any other siblings still left at home that they might be able to take to band practice or football practice or whatever it may be, you know. And we also have to talk about, will they be allowed to have dinner dates over, or, you know, to spend the night, you know, how
sleepovers.
Do you feel about that? Yes, those sleepovers, you know, and by setting these expectations and enforcing these expectations, it kind of helps both parties learn to live, you know, and especially the kids to learn to live independently. You also want to set a time limit. You know, if your ultimate goal is independence, then there has to be a time limit set for how long you can, you know, live in your parents' house.
Yeah. Right.
And as long as everybody's working on this, you know, on the same expectations, then there shouldn't be any resentment that arises from, you know, anything that wasn't talked about. A lot of parents will have their kids pay rent. Some find it difficult to have their child, you know, to charge their child to live with them. However, I have found that you have your children pay rent as they can, or at least a agreed upon amount, and take that money and set it aside for them. Don't tell them, but set it aside for them in a savings account or something. And that will help them to create a down payment to help them to move out.
Absolutely. And it also is, once you're asking them to pay an amount, it gives them, I think, a better feeling, a more self-esteem. Don't you agree?
Sure. And it's going to help them to create that independence to know that they can meet their bills and they can pay their bills. You know, there are positive sides to these kids moving in. You know, like I said, you know, working parents could have more help with the younger kids in the household chores. A lot of parents that are reaching an older age, in a lot of societies, it's very common for kids to live with their parents.
Yeah.
You know, they take care of their aging parents rather than transferring a responsibility to somebody else, like a nursing home, you know. But then we talk about, you know, and there's positives and then there's negatives. You know, you're going to lose a little bit of that financial and social independence. It could possibly cause a financial burden on some parents, you know, and and those of us that became empty nesters and then somebody came home, we might figure ourselves crowded nesters, you know.
Well, yeah, things change when they come home because you get into a routine and then all of a sudden having other people, I mean, we're used to now just living us and the dog.
Right.
So even when our kids and grandkids come back for a week or 2 weeks, by the end, we're, you know, we love having them, don't get me wrong, but boy, it's nice to go back to your regular routine. One thing that I think would work very well if you have a boomerang child coming back with you, you need to almost sit down and have a family council so that everyone's at the table, everyone's on the same page, and you might want to even do a written contract. What do you think about that, Michelle?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, very first off, you have to define why they're moving back home. Is it to start a career, to save money, you know, to be able to go back to school again, or they're just in a bad place mentally and they need, you know, that break or that additional help. And yes, writing out all of those expectations and both of you signing it, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That way when something starts to slide, you say, hey, remember we signed this and we agreed to this. Do we need to, you know, review it again or you know, what do we need to do here?
Yeah. And having it in writing, there's no misunderstanding. I mean, you know, if everyone puts it together, you have to have everyone cooperating. But once you create this written contract, somehow, as you know, as a writer, once you put it on paper, guess what? It becomes real, doesn't it?
It's a contract. Yes.
Very good. Now, this is all good advice, none of which I did, but if I had to do it over again, I would. And I also recommend making sure that if you have children who are raising children, that they be to have them read Michelle's books. We're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we're coming back, we're going to talk about taking care of yourself. So many people are so busy taking care of others that they often neglect themselves. We'll be right back.
Layla, a book by Jeannie Kerrigan, will take you on a journey, a raw, heart-wrenching journey. The final resting place? Love. Jeannie is an author, healer, and executive director of Ricky's Revolution Nonprofit. You can get your copy of her book at JeannieKerrigan.com. Ricky's Revolution comes directly out of Layla, dedicated to helping homeless runaway youths and victims of sex trafficking reach a place of safety. We distribute Jeannie's monkey named Ricky with vital hotline numbers embroidered on him free to children on the streets through loving collaboration with thousands. Proceeds from the book and your donations have saved lives. Ricky'sRevolution.org. The moment after you serve your customer, what will they tell the world? Social media has us so connected that a single voice has unprecedented power to benefit and to harm. What do your customers say? Do you know? Do you respond? What do you say? For years, Steve Holtquist has been helping businesses use the internet to be more productive and successful. Now he's showing businesses how to go back to the future, fostering and empowering relationships. Learn how to work in this new world. Find Steve at InfiniteSummit.com. What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my co-host today, Michelle Skvaspanis. I almost got through the show without messing your name up. She is a wonderful author of 14 books. And we're talking today about her book called Ace Your Life, Life Management Skills Made Easy. 14 books. And in her spare time, she's become
eight
books.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. Well, you better get busy.
Feels like 14.
I was going to say, I expect six more out of you. She's now a John Maxwell certified coach, speaker, and corporate trainer. Before we go on, how long did it take you to get this certification?
I've been working on it for several months now, and although I became certified this past weekend, I still have a lot more training to attend to. So it's a lifelong learning process.
Okay. And what a wonderful thing to undertake. And she has it posted at her website. Okay, Michelle, taking care of yourself. We've got all these caregivers out there who are just going down the tube, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. You know, a lot of people feel that if they take time out for themselves, that they're being selfish. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of anyone else. You know, you have to have peace of mind to concentrate on all of your tasks at hand. And if you're overwhelmed and you don't take a time out, then your work life and your family life are definitely going to suffer. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I want to take time out for myself. Wow, I'd love to have a massage, or I'd love to have, you know, go on a trip or something. You don't have to spend a lot of money to have time to yourself. You can find a quiet corner of your home and read a magazine. You can go for a walk, take a bubble bath, lock the bathroom door, take a bubble bath, you know, light some candles, and just be true to yourself. You know, put yourself first because you deserve it.
Oh, you know, this is such great advice. We had a guest on the show a week or so ago, and she was a caregiver, and she shared with us that her husband had Huntington's disease, and she had only spent 3 nights away from him during his long, long illness, and she basically, when it was over, had a nervous breakdown because no one can just be there all the time, can they?
No, they can't. They really can't. And, you know, a lot of times when things start to fall apart, that's when we become depressed, very overwhelmed, stressed out, and other illnesses start to take over. I recently read the book called As a Man Thinketh. And it actually said that, you know, if you allow yourself to not only think bad thoughts, but to do bad actions and not to basically, you know, take care of yourself the way you should, that it will start appearing in different types of illnesses in your body.
Oh, yeah. We see that happening so often. We just have 3 minutes.
Okay.
Briefly, give us a little skit on earthquakes and tsunamis. We probably won't have a tsunami here, but how about earthquake advice?
Well, I do want to say, you know, one of the biggest, there's two big things that I can add. Your family may not be together when a disaster strikes. So you want to make sure that you make a plan in advance to contact one person, appoint one person out of town, out of state, somewhere far away that everybody can call into to check in after that disaster has happened.
Oh, that's
because you really want to make sure that everybody's accounted for. Okay. And the second thing is to make sure you have an emergency supply kit and you want to make it ready to go at all times. Reevaluate it every 6 months to make sure everything's fresh and the batteries aren't dead and the medication's still good. And, you know, your rain gear, all your whistle to signal for help if you're, you know, underneath something, it falls on you. Infant formula and diapers if you have a small child. Cash and change, you know, you're going to need that. You can't get into an ATM, you know, household chlorine bleach and a medicine dropper to, you know, dilute your water, a fire extinguisher, matches, personal hygiene items, paper and pencils, and most importantly, an MP3 player because you want to hear your music when you're trying to relax after that disaster and you have no power.
Well, you know, we were in California and we have gone through 3 earthquakes, and everything you're saying is such wonderful advice. Also, I'd like to add that you need to have these emergency supplies in your car too, because sometimes when these earthquakes happen, there's no guarantee that you're going to be at home. You could be on the road, you could be on freeways that stop functioning, and there's just a lot. And I want everyone who lives in any area to buy Michelle's book.
Yes.
And go through every page and check it off and make it a part of your family's library so that everyone can refer to it whenever they want. Michelle, this is always so much fun having you on. And every time you've been on this show, I've always learned so much. And I really look forward to having you back anytime you have anything to talk about in the future.
Oh, thank you so much.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed Michelle, and remember, all of her shows are archived at iHeartRadio. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Michelle. I would love to welcome you to our No Whining World, when you can sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. If you would like to be a guest or advertise with us, just go to info@januaryjones.com. We really love sharing our stories and our struggles and our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Michelle Spakanis. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
This is Sorantos, and you're listening to January Jones. This is Sorantos. I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.